Worlds and Robots, episode 63. Let's see, what the hell is happening in the world? Humans are violent idiots, people are crowding the beaches during a pandemic, everyone still hates each other, but at least there's some release dates for new Marvel movies? I don't know if that's good, but apparently Disney Plus is going to raise their prices, allegedly. Thanks. Boy, are we gonna do NFTs? Why? Well, I mean, for the foamy cold coat and all that, you know, it's like, we should do limited edition NFTs, you know, digital raz, mate! I know some folks have been asking for NFTs, but the sheer amount of energy allegedly required to maintain it just kinda seems wrong. Like, and I don't even really care about carbon footprints and all that crap. I don't have kids. I've done my part not impacting the planet for generations. What's an NFT? An NFT, or non-fungible token, essentially gives a digital item a unique identifier of ownership and validity. What? Like a serial code on a CD-ROM from back in the day? Yeah, but it's more complex than that. It's wrapped up in blockchain, Ethereum, all that cryptocurrency stuff. So, if we make digital arts, we can make NFTs and be billionaires? No. Here's my thing. And keep this in mind for everyone who's thinking of buying NFT art. Yo, there's a print screen button. There's a save image as option. For music, audio jack, sound cards, for movies, screen captures. Yo, paying tons of money for a piece of digital art kinda seems counterintuitive when you can literally save as desktop, okay? As much as I love art, music, and film, paying the equivalent of $500,000 for some digital art? Yo, are you stupid? Even if the copyright was transferable, that piece of art is gonna have to sell a lot of merch for you to make up that cost. Also, here's a tip. Just because you own a piece of artwork doesn't mean you own the copyright, okay? Like, hypothetically, if I own a Picasso, someone else could own the copyright. Yeah, so unless you're actually getting the copyright to use in reproduction, it ain't worth it. I'd say just buy a good quality print and hang it on your wall. You want to support the artists? Do so on their Patreon or whatever platform they're on. It'll cut down on the carbon footprints and all that BS people claim to care about. Isn't it something there, right? Like, everyone supposedly concerned about the planet is all like, cryptocurrency and NFTs, but it's like, no one looks into your actual energy usage of maintaining these things. Josie!
What?
What's the estimated energy usage for an NFT?
The estimated energy to process a single NFT transaction via a blockchain is allegedly 1.6 days of energy consumption for a standard household in the United States. Though there is some debate as to if this actually impacts carbon emissions via the proof-of-work algorithm's deception methods. I will say, the amount of Ethereum and Bitcoin miners who leave their machines running 24/7 is a rather staggering figure. And regardless, consumes an incredible amount of power. Again, this is all being current debated.
Yeah, we already lost a bunch of people with that. I know I'm lost. Look, for those already in it or got in it early, best of luck. I hope you all become millionaires, but with any type of investing, just be careful, okay? It's like the GameStop thing. Some people made millions of dollars. Other people lost everything. You know, I'm like, it still would be nice to make some digital art and sell it for like $1,000. Oh, think of the things I could buy with that. Yeah, but people can buy original art on Etsy that was hand-drawn on actual paper for like $40. Like actual artwork. And no matter how good you are at reproducing it digitally, yo, that one piece of artwork is the one piece of artwork, okay? Much like everything else, I like to buy physical. But maybe we can just make one foamy called super rare, one of a kind. Come on. Nah, dude, I don't want people fighting over that crap, you know? It's just, maybe I'll make an actual, like, 20th anniversary holofoil card or something for the loyal Cold Cult members. Oh, we'll make a fortune! I was kind of just planning on giving it out free. You know, self-addressed stamped envelope to the P.O. box and all that. Free? Why do you hate money, mate? What is wrong with you?
I agree with Begley. You seem to have an odd aversion to accepting monetary compensation for your work.
I like when people can help out when they can help out, you know? I don't like pushing out a product only a few people can afford or have access to. I know it's counterintuitive, but the foamy cult has been exceedingly supportive. And I'd rather not take advantage of that.
I thought that was the whole point of fans.
Yeah, maybe if you're Gene Simmons, but we ain't Kiss, and I'm not making phony brand coffins, okay?
Would be kind of cool, though.
Oh, speaking of coffins, did you ever see that baby metal photo they did for that limited edition album with the coffins? It's like adorable and creepy at the same time.
Oh my god. Yo, I cannot wait until that band breaks up so I can stop hearing you talk about them.
How dare you!
Well, alright, listen. I mean, how much longer do you think that band will be around, okay? Like, even though they are talented, I don't think that kawaii aspect is gonna pan out in their 50s, you know?
Why are you gonna ruin my unreality, mate?
Not reality!
I'm just saying, Sue Metal will probably go on to have a solo career. Kami Band, their backing band, already has an EP out, last I heard. It'll happen.
So that makes finding the remaining concerts even more of a pressing matter. What if they go out of print? What if I can't find them on the internet? Well, you know, I mean, legally, of course.
Dude, everything is out there somewhere, okay? You're just in that weird moral dilemma where you want something, but you can't afford it.
Well, I mean, because it still seems wrong, mate. I mean, I know there's a ton of people working hard to put all these shows on, you know? The people filming them, the sets, the musicians themselves. I mean, just kind of seems evil to be like, "Oi, I love everything you do and you bring joy to my life, so I'm just gonna steal everything that you created that makes me happy."
Yeah, well, that's the internet. You know what's sad?
I only have 2 concert Blu-rays from them. Live in London, of course, you know, hometown and all, and live at Budokan. But that's like from 2014, mate. Dude, sadness.
You've been listening to them since 2014?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wait, I do have that Legend S baptism concert from Amazon Video, but, you know, because it was like $10. But it's trapped on the service, you know? Like, hey, I did buy it, right? I did my part. Why don't you just write a nice letter to Sue Metal and say, "Hello, I'm weird for you. Can you tell me where to get concerts on Blu-rays so I don't take out mortgage on a home I don't own and can't support you?"
Yeah, that'd be a bit crass, wouldn't it? Like,
"Oi, can I get a discount, you know, on your life's work?"
You know, this kind of seems rude.
It's like I have to wait for them to put it on sale. I can't just say, "Oh, I like your stuff. Would you like to haggle for your life's work?" You know, it's like a little weird.
Moving on, I have no idea why Japanese Blu-rays are so expensive.
I mean, it's just a disc, mate. In the States, it costs like $2 to make.
Speaking of Blu-rays that are actually affordable and moving on, yo. Quick Change with Bill Murray is finally getting a Blu-ray release.
I like that movie. Yeah, except for the clown.
Well, long before clowns robbed the bank in The Dark Knight, Bill Murray hatched a comedic caper with Gina Davis from Beetlejuice and some other guy and made a hidden gem of a heist comedy, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, I remember that being pretty funny, though. I'm not sure it will hold up.
Well, it better, because I pre-ordered it.
Again, you always get to buy things.
Because the things I buy are reasonably priced.
Not fair.
Oi, you see Zack Snyder's Justice League?
No, I didn't bother. Twitter ruined both versions of the movie for me. You know?
Well, how's that?
Well, it's like Snyder stepped down from the original version for whatever reason, so director Josh Whedon took it over. So it's like everyone loved Whedon because, you know, he worked on Buffy, Avengers, etc. Then, everyone hated the guy because, you know, he wasn't Zack Snyder. Then all these allegations came out about claiming Whedon created a toxic work environment. Then Twitter made it into this whole race social issue. And I'm just like, yo, can anyone just make something without someone claiming there's an issue? I just kind of stopped caring about any of this crap because you're damned if you like it and you're damned if you don't. Now I just say, oh, haven't seen it, no opinion. And then they'll scream at you,
"Oh, allegations, the director did this, that, and the other thing, maybe." And I'll just have to sit there and say, "Well, I don't know enough about it to comment."
And even that will be an issue, because then they'll try to bait you into some racially infused argument about actors and directors. Yo, film industry, fix this crap, okay? Then maybe we can all enjoy films again without getting casting crusades, alleged biased editing, and directors or actors getting bent out of shape because they're all freaking artsy people with egos. And Twitter, stop constantly choosing sides. What is wrong with you? Why does it have to be Team Snyder or Team Whedon? Can't it just be, let's wait until the situation is thoroughly investigated and make an informed decision?
Informed decision? Have you seen the beaches in Florida?
Yeah, hey, you know, I tried to like stuff, all right? Movies, music, art, games, but hey, internet, You've ruined them all by trying to infuse some inane social message, or trying to cancel it, or just altering it to the point of being benign, ignorable, flaccid content.
Yeah, mate. This is like the world is gonna wake up one day and be like, "Oi, why is everything we create so bland and boring?" And then, you know, out of the shadows, someone will do something edgy, and it'll be cool to like push boundaries again. Are my cartoons edgy?
I'd say not really.
No. Oh, good. I was going for more of a chill, fun vibe because the world takes itself too seriously and should eat its own poo.
I'll still think NFTs would be cool to do. I mean,
Grimes made $6 million in music and video sales, mate. $6 million!
Yeah, and whoever allegedly owns it can just use OBS to duplicate it. Sound, visuals. It's not even DRM, okay? It's just a code of ownership saying, yes, you own this clip.
What?
And the thing about that is it can be duplicated. Literally, bit for bit, identical copy, okay? You know, so, you know, this whole concept of ownership quite literally doesn't exist, and is literally, even with DRM, is turned to ash with an open source program, okay?
Wait, so you can duplicate NFTs?
Well, not the NFT itself, but the content.
Well, I mean, isn't that what I want?
Yeah, you want the content. Do you care about a little seal that's basically saying, hey, you bought this? It's the internet. If anybody cared about ownership, YouTube would have collapsed decades ago. Come on.
Wait, what? All right.
Have you ever gotten a bootleg movie on DVD or Blu-ray?
I will legally say no.
Okay, yeah, like that. Think of NFTs as copyright protection or DRM. Yeah, it's nice and all for music, video, and art until you realize that supposed protected thing is easily bypassed and the product can be duplicated.
Okay, but what if the only version of the artwork out there is like a tiny little JPEG, you know, and the only high-res version is in some digital vault somewhere, right?
What then? You can use an AI upscaling software to make that tiny image a lot larger and retain a lot of quality. It won't be perfect, but if you want to print it out on your wall, you're good.
Well, that seems stupid then. NFTs are already useless now?
Yeah, the only people who are going to care about it are the ones who own those NFTs. Everyone else is just going to copy-paste. So, yo, again, everyone, support your favorite creatives wherever you can. Unless they already made $6 million selling stuff that is already available on YouTube. For free.
I could retire on $6 million, mate.
I never made $6 million my whole life. Well, maybe if someone wasn't giving away everything for free.
It's fine. People will support when they can. Anyway, enough, please, with NFTs, which are basically not important already. The Pokemon Go company is trying to make a Pikmin augmented reality game.
Weird. How's that gonna work, you know?
Do I have to, like, track down Pikmin or something?
Dude, I don't know. Too many Pokemon Go-like games are out there already. There was, like, a Harry Potter one, a Ghostbusters one. I mean, come on. It's already old. Make something better.
Well, I mean, as long as it's not another Pokemon Go clone.
Oh, you know, I'll give it a shot. I kind of liked Pikmin back in the day, you know?
Yeah, well, we'll see what it is. I'm just always skeptical because there's probably going to be microtransaction BS in it. So, who cares?
The concept of NFTs is confuzzling to me still.
Oh, God. Don't worry about it. If the internet has taught me anything, it's that all forms of art are easily duplicated.
I've got a question.
Okay, right. There was a YouTuber who sold clips of videos that are easily accessible on YouTube for, like, thousands of dollars.
So,
why? Why buy something that is free to everyone?
So they can supposedly support the artist or YouTuber, I guess? Other than that, yo, no idea.
I still have to open up a crypto wallet. People say they want to give me a dog coin or something, and I'd like dogs on coins.
Oh my God. You know, I think John Cleese said it best when he was like, the world is terminally insane.
But, I mean, isn't he doing an NFT bit of art as well?
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
Wow.
For everyone else, hey, we may not be doing NFT arts until we get a real answer on the impact on climate and all that fun environmental stuff everyone claims to care about. So, just do the self-addressed stamped envelope thing, we can send you an actual physical card, and we know how many were printed. Not a lot.
Yes, you can send for a phony called coat card, or you know, maybe just send some baby metal-related items of your choice.
No, jeez, God. My P.O. box is still filled with potato chips and packing peanuts, okay?
Anyway, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Foamy's Cold Coat, P.O. Box 733, Woodbury, Connecticut, 0679H. April is the Begley card. Ah, March! Also sent by the metal-related items. Sue Metal, if you're listening, ignore him.
Well, I mean, she always has, mate. You know, I don't blame her, you know. I mean, yeah, I'm kind of a fanboy and all that, but, you know, I'm all about keeping a healthy distance, you know. It's just like, never meet your idols kind of and all that, you know. Probably just be disappointed, you know. I mean, nobody's perfect, even though I'd like to think they are.
What, do you think she'll be, like, mean to you or something?
Well, I mean, no, just, like, she has tons of fans, you know. I mean, what's another in the crowd?
Yeah, but you're a squirrel, so that makes you better than, like, every other human out there.
Oh, right, this is true.
Well, do I have something to offer? Am I better than humans, too? I'd say you're better than most heavily medicated humans.
All right, I'm winning!
Oh, God. Okay, everyone, thanks for supporting. A new phony episode was posted called Pools and Toasters.
I doodled it! You're welcome, and I'm sorry.
Yeah. Enjoy stuff, do things, don't get wrapped up in NFTs too heavily. As with everything else, it's a market that could tank once people realize there's a save as option when they right-click.
There is? Oh! I'm gonna save everything! Save the internet! Save me some Baby Metal concerts, but make sure that you send the money as well, thank you!
I am surrounded by morons.
I was thinking the same thing.
Shut up! Or I'll make you an NFT and sell you to someone who collects digital waifus!
Wow. That's dark, bro.
And stop saying bro!
Ah.